哋都一齊打開聖經。And so let's turn our Bibles. 我哋睇哥林多後書第五章。And we're going to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And then, 有冇人睇琴日新聞？即係琴日香台灣咧就選新總統。Anybody notice last night on the news that Taiwan has a new president? 是台灣歷來第一個女士總統 It's the first lady president in Taiwan. 我想女士就說這件事得到鼓舞 Maybe all of you ladies are just encouraged by that. 但是知道台灣人呢就很關照很關心呢就是這個競選的結果會影響中國大陸和台灣的關係 And I know many people have been concerned, you know, what the results of this election, how it will play out with the relationships between China and Taiwan. 所以台灣有一個外交的事務要做。And so from Taiwan, they have the foreign relations that they have to take care of. 我們多數國家呢都是有這個外交部。And most countries, you know, have the foreign relations department. 會有領事館或者大使館 You know, there's embassies and consulates. 跟住有派啲領事或者啲特使就去處理國家嘅事務 And you know, countries send their well, what do you call it? Yeah, I forgot the name. Ambassadors, yes. Why did I forget? It's right in front of me. they send their ambassadors, you know, to do the dealings of the things. 香港同埋澳門好特別。Macau and Hong Kong are very special, 因為我哋唔係國家 because we're not countries. 我哋係特區 we're just a special autonomous region. 所以我哋有呢個特別嘅身份就是应该属于国家的就不用理外交的事 Because we're part of a big country, we shouldn't have to worry about international relationships. 但我们澳门和香港一样我们有本地 的事务有跟中国中央的事务也都有外国的外交的 But Hong Kong and Macau, I think, are very unique in that we have our local things that we have to do. We have relations with the mainland, and we also have international relationships. 但我们身为基督徒呢信耶稣我们都要处理这些外来这些的关系 But even as Christians, we have to deal with these internal and external relationships. 我们今天呢就睇呢个哥林多后书第五章，我主题叫作基督嘅使者。And this morning, as we look at chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, I'm talking about ambassadors of Christ. 喺哥林多后书已经睇到我哋耶稣里边嘅身份。As we've been studying through the book of 2 Corinthians, we've already seen our identity in Christ. 我哋睇得到呢，我哋系应该系关注天国嘅事，唔好理地上嘅事。And it's teaching us that we should be focusing on heavenly things and not thinking about the earthly things. 耶稣已经在我心里面做手术 And Jesus has already done heart surgery on each of us. 将我们的心板在石心拿出来给个肉心 And Jesus took out our heart of stone and gave us a heart of flesh. 在我们的心那里是写他的律不是用墨写是用他的灵写 And he's written on our hearts not with ink but with his spirit his law 是用圣灵做个印记在我们心中 And he's put the Holy Spirit in us as a seal on us 我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里面 And we have this treasure in earthen vessels 所以我们顾念天上的事不看地上的事 And so we're looking at earthly things, thank you so much. We're looking at heavenly things, not at earthly things. 咁但係我哋喺有咁多事嘅时候，我哋上个星期睇到，我哋都要每人企喺基督嘅审判台前。And if all of these last week we saw, we all need to stand one day before the judgment seat of Christ.有这些背景我们看第五章二十节和二十一节 And from this, let's look at chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. 所以我们作基督的使者，就好像神藉我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。 Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us to implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. 神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。 For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become righteousness of God in him. 那这个讲到基督的使者， Here says ambassadors for Christ. 一个使者在原文的时候 presbyro、and in the Greek the word is something like presbyro, I might pronounce it wrong. 个意思就是一个国家派去的代表，是代表国家。 And it means that somebody sent from the kingdom to represent the kingdom. 所以是一个外交官，是一个大使。 And so you could say a foreign relations minister, an ambassador. 你们在主耶稣里面，个个都是外交官。Each of you are ambassadors. 你是基督的外交官。 You're ambassadors for Christ. 神是派你出去，要代表耶稣。 And Jesus is sending you out to represent him. 我们是要做耶稣的代表。 We need to be representatives of Jesus Christ. 所以我们是、今天看这个基督的使者。 And so this morning as we look at ambassadors of Christ, 我们会看三方面。 We're going to look at three parts.第一就是劝人相信耶稣。The first is to persuade others to believe in Christ. 第二就是劝人为主而活。And the second, we look at encourage others to live for Christ. 第三就是劝人与神和好。And the third part we're going to talk about is exhort all to be reconciled with God. 我们这个大使的工作呢，我们有六方面。And because of this, being an ambassador, we have six things we need to realize. 有责任， we have responsibility. 有动力， we have motivation. 我们要委身， we need commitment. 我们有身份， we have our identity. 神给我们一个使命， we have a mission. 我们也都有我们的主人， and we have our Lord. 所以我们一起先低头祈祷。 So let's pray.主耶稣，我们求你今天在透过这个经文特别向我们讲说话，让我们更加明白你今天给我们的身份和使命，以致我们可以有这个委身是做好你给我们的工作。我们求你使用孩子去清楚表达，奉耶稣名求， Amen。我们看我们这个身份，做基督的使者，劝人相信耶稣，我们在十一节那里看起。 And so as we look at our life as an ambassador, and that we need to encourage others, persuade others to believe in Christ, let's start looking at verse 11. 我会读十一节到十三节。 So we're going to start with 11 to 13. 我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人，但我们在神面前是显明的，盼望在你们的良心里也是显明的。 Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are all well known to God, and I also trust that well known to your conscience. 我们不是向你们在举荐自己，乃是叫你们因我们有可夸之处，好对那凭外貌不凭内心夸口的人有言可答。 We do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in the heart. 我们若果癫狂是为神，若是谨守是为你们。 For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, and if we are of sound mind, it is for you. 那保罗在这里知道呢，神是可畏。 Paul knows that God is a fearful God. 佢啱啱喺对上嗰节咧就话我哋系会企喺基督嘅台前。And he just told us in verse 10, the verse above us, that we all stand at the judgment seat of God. 佢话因为我哋个个都要喺交账，系我哋一生嘅事。Because all of us need to give an account for our life. 但系我哋系要交账嘅时候，我哋系身为基督嘅使者，我哋应该系积极。劝人相信耶稣 But because we have to give an account of our life, those of us who are ambassadors for Christ, we should be aggressive in sharing Jesus with others. 所以我们要劝人是认识主 And so we need to persuade men, persuade them to know God. 我们要劝他是避免审判 We need to persuade them to avoid the judgment. 劝他是认识神的爱 persuade them to know the love of Christ. 我们是相信在这个世界上耶稣想你做他的使者是要传福音 And I believe here on earth that God wants you to be his ambassador. He wants you to share Jesus Christ with other people. 所以他说是十二节讲得很好他说我们要是有言可答 And so in verse 12 it says that we have an answer. 你有没有言可答 Do you have an answer? 你识不识回答那些是你跟他传福音的人 Do you know how to give an answer to those people that you share the gospel with? 耶稣说你出去传道为我作见证你不用怕人家怎样圣灵会给你智慧会给你口才 You know, Jesus said, you know, when you go out and share the gospel, don't worry about what you're going to say. You know, the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say and he'll give you the wisdom. 但是保罗说我们要有言可答 But Paul says you need to have an answer. 我们是需要知道怎样去回答人家 We need to know how to give an answer for what we believe. 你看彼得前书三章十五节 Look at 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15. 只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常作准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答各人。But sanctify the Lord in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.我们要事事有准备去回答人我们为什么要信耶稣 We always need to be prepared to give an answer Why do we believe in Jesus? 有人会问你很多复杂的问题有人会挑战你 Some people are going to ask you some very complicated questions Others will challenge you 他问你基督徒为什么你信这个神是可信的吗 They're going to say What are you believing? Why do you believe that? Do you think it's believable? Etc. etc.我们要懂得怎样回答他们的。We need to know how to answer them. 所以如果有言可答呢，应该做什么？我们有责任。And so if you have an answer for all these people, what should we do? We have a responsibility. 作基督的使者有责任。And to be an ambassador of Christ, you have a responsibility. 你的责任是要研究圣经。You 认识怎样回答人 And your responsibility, you need to study the Bible. You need to know how to answer people. 你要认识怎样去有护教，是怎样去给他一个清楚的回答。And you need to study apologetics so that you can give them a clear answer for what you believe. 这个是作基督的大使基督的使者一个责任 And that is the responsibility of everyone who is an ambassador for Jesus Christ. 所以我们基督徒是有责任要懂得怎样回答人 And so we have that responsibility to know how to give an answer. 于是你一定要灵修一定要研究圣经一定要知道神讲什么 And that means you need to have devotionals every day. You need to be studying the word. You need to know what the Bible says. 因为如果你不认识圣经讲什么你怎答人呢 Because if you don't know what the Bible teaches, how can you answer somebody? 是吧我们看十四节 Look at verse 14. 哥林多后书五章十四节 2 Corinthians 5:14. 这个是我们的动力我们的推动力 This is our motivation. 原来基督的爱激励我们因为我们想一人基替众人死众人就都死了 For the love of Christ compels us because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died. 我们作基督的使者，是将福音传给人，我们是要知道有什么心态，什么动力去做这件事。 And as an ambassador of Christ, we should look at what is the attitude we should have, what is our motivation of the heart, why are we being an ambassador for Christ? 我们是有动力的， we have motivation, 我们的动力是基督的爱。And our motivation should be the love of Christ compelling us. 这个就是每一个基督徒唯一的动力的，就是准确的唯一准确的动力。And that is the only true motivation that all of us as Christians should have. 我们做基督的使者，向人传福音，是做神的工作，要有爱。As Christian ambassadors of Christ, as we share the gospel, as we do the work of Christ, there's only one motivation that God will accept, and that's love. 我们是因为爱神、爱人去做神的工作。It's because we love God and we love others that we do His work. 那爱的动力是非常好，我想个都喜欢爱。I think the motivation of love is wonderful, and many people love, you know. 但是有人传福音有第二个动力。But some people share God's word out of other motivation, out of other motives. 有的人是一个责任心去传福音或者做神的事。Some people share the gospel out of a motivation of responsibility.他觉得，哎，我是信耶稣，哎，又是星期日要翻教会，又要崇拜，哎呀，又要传福音，哎呀，又死得啊，又要翻教会，哎呀，又团契。Some people just have this attitude, you know, being a Christian is all responsibility. I'm a Christian, so I gotta go to church, I gotta go to fellowshipping, and now I have to go and share the gospel with somebody. I don't want to do it, but I have to. That's a burden I have to carry. 这个动力是错的。That's the wrong motivation. 有的人是为神做事，有个不良的动机。Some people serve God out of immoral motives. 为了赚钱，为了得到利益。Some people serve God for, can you believe it? For material wealth. To get riches.成日讲奉献奉献，你捐钱俾我哋，你捐钱我哋需要钱，你捐多啲嘢，捐多啲嘢，神就祝福捐钱嘅人。And they say, you know, give us offerings, give us your money. You know, God's going to bless you if you give more. Give it to me. Yeah. 如果你嘅动机系为咗得到利益啊，呢个动机系错。And if your motivation for serving God is out of getting personal wealth or blessings, your motivation is wrong.有些人侍奉神呢，有个竞争的心态，要叻啲，要出人头地，要俾人睇到我咁劲嘅。And some people worship God and serve God because they have competition in their heart and they want to be the best. They want to be better than they want to show everybody how great I am. 所以我有个使命，我要做香港最大的教会，我要做澳门最大的教会，俾人睇到我哋有神使用。And so my motive, I want to be the biggest church in Hong Kong. I want to be the biggest church in Macau. I want people to see how great God has blessed us. 对不起，这个动机是错。That's a false motive. 有的人的动机是要积埋恩德。Some people's motive for serving God is to gain merit points.他觉得我做善事多，我做传福音多，神就睇到我，神就俾我机会入天堂。因为我咁乖，我翻教会多啲，打卡多啲，我奉献多啲，神你睇到我为你做咁多嘢嘅。You know, and they got this idea that, you know, the more I serve God, the more I witness for God, the more I come to church and I give my offerings and I give my time, I plug the time clock. God, I've given you my time. Now, you know, be good to me, God. You know, I've done my duty. 我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。 Salvation is a free gift. It, by grace you are saved through faith. 你不可以做任何事令到神是悦纳你的。You can't do anything to get God to accept you. 你唯一可做是相信祂接受耶稣。The only thing you can do is to believe and to receive the grace of Jesus Christ. 你相信耶稣，你已经是可以上天堂。If you believe in Jesus, you can already go to heaven. 所以我们侍奉神，为神做的事And so if we're serving God or ministering for God, it's not to gain favor. We serve God because love compels us. It's the love of Christ that compels us. Jesus, one man, died for all men. Jesus gave him himself, he put forth himself, died on the cross for all men. He showed us love. He revealed God's love. 是因为耶稣的爱，我们就回应耶稣的爱。And because God loves us, we just respond to God's love. 所以我们看得到最啱的动机是侍奉神。唯一的准确的动机是奉神。And so you see, the only true motive for serving God is love. 是爱。那你爱神吗? Do you love God? 你爱其他人吗? Do you love others? 如果你爱神，你有责任，是要积极认识圣经，你有因为这个动力，你就是侍奉神，做神的大事。And if you love God, then you have the responsibility to study His Word. And because you love God, you can, from that motive, share the love of God with other people. 我们看15节。Let's look at verse 15. 2 Corinthians 5:15. 15 and 16. 并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。 And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. 所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却But joy ze yung yung ta liu. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Now, this is the love of God, which is the love of Jesus. And so we see that the love of Christ compels us to be an ambassador for Christ. The love of God, which is the love of Jesus, can be And it's the love of Christ that gives us the commitment that we can put ourselves up on the altar. And we have to encourage others to no longer live for self. And here it says that we should no longer live for ourselves, but we should live for Christ. What do you call that? 委身 commitment. 你做基督的大使，你有冇呢个委身? And as an ambassador for Christ, do you have commitment? 我哋有责任认识圣经，我哋有呢个动力系要因为爱。但我们都需要委身。We have the responsibility to know the word. We have the motivation of love. But do you have the commitment? 我们需要为主是舍己。We need to die to ourselves for Christ. 我们需要愿意为耶稣是将自己放下自己的私欲，放下自己的喜好，放下自己的计划。And for Christ, are you willing to give up your own desires, your own fleshly loves and passions? Are you willing to give up for Christ your own plans? 你愿意为耶稣做 耶稣所叫我们做。Are you willing to do for Jesus what Jesus calls you to do? 耶稣叫你做什么？他说，有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起十字架跟从我。Jesus said, if any man would come after me, let him first deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. 你愿不愿意有这个委身做基督的大使？And are you willing to have that commitment to be an ambassador for Christ? 是舍己，天天背起十字架， to die to yourself and to daily pick up your cross and follow Christ. 这个是很大的委身。That is a big commitment. 我们是动力是爱， but the motivation is love.基督的爱激励我们， and it's the love of Christ that compels us. 是因为基督的爱，我愿意委身于主， and it's because of the love of Christ I'm willing to commit to Christ and deny myself. 有的人想天天舍己背起十字架，因为觉得基督徒是要这样，所以我要这样撑着啲，扎定个马。我是基督徒，跟从耶稣。我是基督徒，做神的事。Some people, you know, just, you know, they say, I'm a Christian. I've got to serve God. Beat myself up. I'm a Christian. Yeah, I've got to do it. I'm a Christian. That's what Christians have to do. 这样很辛苦。That's hard. 应该基督的爱激励我们。It should be the motivation of Christ that instills us to follow him out of love.请问你们有没有试过谈恋爱？ Have any of you ever fallen in love? 如果你谈恋爱，你会明白。If you've ever been in love, you'll understand. 你爱一个人的时候，你愿意为他放下自己。And if you love somebody else, you're willing to give up yourself, your own desires, for them. 放低自己的执着，放低自己的要求。You put away your own selfish desire. You put away your own demands. 你是愿意为他去满足他，做他喜欢做的事。你愿意付出时间。And you're willing for the other person to do what they like and desire. You're willing to give of yourself to them. 是吗？Are you like that? 应该是，是吗？信耶稣是一样。It's the same with Christ. 我们的动力是爱，我们舍己是爱的。Our motivation is love, and we give, deny ourselves because of love. 因为我们爱耶稣，信耶稣。Because we love Jesus, we want to follow him. 你跟我一起看这个加拉太书第二章二十节。Look with me at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. 加拉太书第二章二十节。Galatians 2:20. 他说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里头活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我。为我舍己。 I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. 保罗说是我与基督同钉十字架。 Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. 同钉十字架什么意思？ What does it mean to be crucified with Christ?耶稣钉十字架死了了。 Jesus was crucified, he died, right? 你与基督同钉十字架，你是不是死了？ And if you're crucified with Christ, are you dead? 我们向自己的私欲死。 We need to die to our flesh. 我们要向自己的罪性死。 We need to die to our sinful nature. 我们要向自己的渣主义安排我自己的生命。Say, and we need to die to that desire in ourselves that I want to be in control. I want to rule my own life. What are you? 与基督同钉十字架。We need to be crucified with Christ. 现在活着不是我，是基督的。And it's not I that lives, but it's Christ living in me. 即是说不是你自己揸主意，不是你指挥自己，是基督揸主意，基督指挥你。 And it's not you making your own, you're doing your own thing, what you want to do and having control. It's giving the control over to Jesus and letting him rule in your heart. 好难，是吗？ Is that hard? 我们做基督的大使，我们要为身。 As ambassadors for Christ, we need to have commitment. 不再是为自己活，是为基督而活。 And I'm not living for myself anymore, I'm living for Christ. 要向自己死。 We need to die to ourselves. 但我们做基督的大使，我们要记得十七节，好宝贵这个经文。But as an ambassador for Christ, we need to remember verse 17. What a wonderful verse. 哥林多后书五章十七节。2 Corinthians 5:17. 我想你全场都识背。I think all of you have this verse memorized. 若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. 是吧？在基督里面是新造的人。 In Christ you are a new creature. 你是基督的大使，你是基督的使者。 You are an ambassador for Christ, an emissary for Christ. 你以前的生命是过去，你现在是新造的人。 Your old life has passed away, now you are a new creature in Christ. 你是新造的人，有新的生命，有新的动向。 You're a new creature, you have a new life, you have a new focus.这个是身份， That's your identity. 我们可以舍己，不再为自己活着，因为我们是新造的人。 We can deny ourselves, not live for ourselves, because we are a new creature in Christ. 我们应该是为基督而活，因为我们现在是基督的人。 And we should live for Christ because we are a part of Christ.我们身份不同了， our identity is different. 耶稣已经给个肉心我们，拿走我们的石心。 Jesus already gave us a heart of flesh, took out the heart of stone. 他写他的律是我们的心板道，是用他的灵写的。 And he wrote his law on our hearts with his spirit. 我们已经是一个新的人， we're already a new creature in Christ. 可能有些人觉得，哎，牧师你不明白啊，我不可以为基督做 大事，我不可以做个使者的，因为我过去呢太软弱，太失败。 And maybe you're sitting here today and say, Pastor, I can't be an ambassador for Christ. You don't know my past, you don't know my background. I've messed up, I've made a lot of mistakes, I'm a failure, I'm weak. 可能是，可能你过去就很衰，可能衰到塌地。Maybe you're just a wretched person, you know, you're worse than the worst, you're living, you know. 但是在基督里面已经是新造的人。 But in Christ you're a new creature. 过去的事已经是过去，过去的失败是过去，过去的软弱是过去。 The past failures are in the past. The past weakness is in the past. 以前的生命是应该过去， and the life of the past should be gone.现在在基督里面你是新造的人。 Now in Jesus you are a new creature. 耶稣不会看你的过去，耶稣要看你的将来。 Jesus isn't going to be keep looking at your past, he's looking at you in the future. 当你是做耶稣的使者的时候，仰望耶稣舍己，耶稣就说给你一个光明的将来。 And as you look at Jesus Christ, you become his ambassador, you die to yourself, Jesus gives you a great, great future.靠着耶稣的恩典，你可以做得到，不用怕。 And by the grace of God, you can do it. You don't have to be afraid. 我们已经成为神的儿女。 We've already become the children of God. 我们是万王之王的儿女，你是王子公主。 And you're the child of the king. You're princes and priests. Princesses. 你是新造的人，你的身份不同。 You're a new creature, your identity is different。 所以我们去到第三点，我们做基督的使者，要劝人与神和好。 So let's go to the third point, because as ambassadors of Christ, we need to encourage others to reconcile with Christ. 我们看18节和19节。 Let's look at verse 18 and 19。一切都是出于神，他藉着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人和好的，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. 这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。 That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. 你作为基督的大使，基督的使者， as an ambassador to Christ,你有个使命， you have a mission. 你的使命是要劝人和好。 Your mission is to exhort all to reconcile. 我们是要与神和好。 We need to be reconciled with God. 我们有个爱的动力。 We have the motivation of love. 我们有个委身。 We have the commitment. 我们有这个责任。 We have the responsibility.但我们都有这个使命， but we also have the mission. 我们的使命是劝人和好， and our mission is to encourage others to be reconciled. 这个是我们的目标， that should be the goal that we're all looking for. 我们做基督的大使是劝人和好。 As an ambassador to Christ, we are exhorting others to be reconciled with God.你有没有这个目标？ Do you have that as a desire in your heart? As a goal? 这个是传福音的意思。 That is what preaching the gospel is all about. 我们传福音给他认识耶稣，认识耶稣就可以与神和好。 And we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them so they can know Jesus, and when they know Jesus, they are reconciled with God. 你知道没认识耶稣之前个身份是怎样？ Do you know what it's like?Without Jesus? 圣经说我们不认识耶稣，我们是与神为敌。 The Bible says if you don't know Jesus Christ, you're an enemy of God. 你不认识耶稣，你与神隔绝。 If you don't know Jesus Christ, you're separated from God. 你与神之间有个怨仇， there's enmity between you and God. 但因为耶稣基督的宝血，因为耶稣的死，我们可以和好。 But because of the blood of Jesus, because of the death of Jesus, we can be reconciled to God. 我想你看以弗所书第二章13节到16节。 Look with me to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13 to 16. Ephesians chapter 2 13 to 16. 以弗所书二章13到16。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了。 But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. 因他使我们和睦，将两下合二为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. 而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下藉着自己造成一个新人，就如此变成就了和睦。 having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of condemnation contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. 基在十字架上灭了冤仇，便藉这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。 And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. 耶稣的血令到我们和好。 It's the blood of Christ that makes us reconciled. 我们没有了那个冲击，没有了那个仇恨。 We don't have that struggle anymore. We don't have that bitterness, that hatred anymore. 我们从耶稣可以，因为耶稣可以从神系做神嘅儿女，加入佢嘅家庭。 Because of Jesus Christ, we can enter into the family of God and become His children. 你与神和好系一个非常之美好嘅事。 You know, you being reconciled to God is one of the greatest things. It is the greatest thing that could ever happen to you. 我们信耶稣是与神和好，可以认识神。 And being reconciled to God, we can know Him and we can understand Him. 但我们和好之后，我们是成为和平之子，你知不知？ But when you are reconciled to God, after being reconciled to God, you become a peacemaker. 你是成为 劝别人和好的大使, and you become an emissary to make reconciliation for other people. 我们传福音是要别人认识神, as we share the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's encouraging others to know God, 是可以与神和好, and that they can be reconciled. 但我们认识神呢, 有个奇妙的事, 你知不知? But as you know Christ, an amazing thing happens. Do you know what it is? 你与神和好，你心里边得到平安。 Once you are reconciled with God, you have peace in your heart. 因为你心里平安，你可以与别人和睦相处。 And because you have peace in your heart, you can live at peace with other people. 所以我们先与神和好，跟住心里边有平安，跟住可以 与别人和平相处。 And so because you have reconciled, you have peace with God, then you have peace in your heart, and then you can live at peace with other people. 所以我们做这个劝人和好的即事，就不单止是劝人与神和好，都是劝人与人之间和平相处。 So having the ministry of reconciliation is not only limited to encouraging people to know Jesus Christ, but it also extends that we can be a peacemaker and help others to live at peace and be reconciled with one another. 我相信耶稣是令到我们的家庭，令到我们的婚姻，令到我们的朋友友谊，可以人与人之间有和好。 And I believe that in Jesus Christ, Jesus makes it so our family, our marriage, our friendships can also be at peace with one another. 是因为认识耶稣，是懂得包容，懂得宽恕。 And because we know Jesus Christ, we know how to forgive, we know how to forbear. 因为耶稣在我们的心里边，我们懂得行耶稣的爱。 And because we have Jesus in our heart, we know how to live out the love of Christ. You know, 基督的爱是激励我们。 It's the love of Christ that compels us.
我读圣经学院的时候，虽然好多年前的，都是记得一个老师讲的嘢。
When I was studying in Bible school, although it was so many, many years ago, I still remember what one of my teachers would always say. 他说, 什么叫宣教士? He said, what is a missionary? 他说,每一个基督徒是宣教士。每一个不认识耶稣的是宣教工场。 And he said, every Christian believer is a missionary. And every non-believer is a mission field. 你同唔同意呢句说话？Do you agree with this statement? 每一个基督徒是宣教士，每一个不信耶稣的是宣教工场。And everyone who is not a believer is a mission field. 你是基督的大使，基督的使者，你要向未信主的是宣教，将他与神和好。And you as an ambassador of Jesus Christ, you need to go into the world and share the love of Christ with those around you and reconcile them to God. 这个是我们的使命。That is our mission. 去到最后一点， That takes us to the very last point. 在这个使命，我要记得谁是主人。 And in this mission, we need to remember who is the Lord. 我们为什么与神和好的？ And why should we be reconciled with God? 我们翻翻去我们开头20节、21节。 And so we come back to verse 20 where we started, verse 20 and 21. 所以我们作基督的使者，就好像神藉着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。 Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us to implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. 神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。 For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 你是咪神的大使？你是咪神的使者？ Are you an emissary? Are you an ambassador for Christ today? 我们是与基督和好，就要劝别人与基督和好。 We've been reconciled to God. We need to encourage others to be reconciled to God. 但这个使命是谁给我们？ But who gives us this calling and this mission? 是主耶稣。 It's the Lord Jesus Christ. 耶稣是我们的原因。 Jesus is the reason. 耶稣是我们的主。 我们要记得这个使命是耶稣给我们的。 And we need to remember this mission. God gave us this mission. 我们的主是谁？ And who is our Lord? 是一人替多人死。 He's the one who died for many. 他在自己身上是无罪，替我们成为有罪。 And he's the one who was without sin and became sin for us. 是因为耶稣基督牺牲自己舍己成为罪，我们可以得救，可以和好。 It's because Jesus gave of himself, died on the cross for us, became sin for us, that we can be reconciled. 我们跟着这个主， This is the Lord that we follow. 是这个主使我们成为新造的人。 And it's this Lord who makes us a new creature in Christ. 我预备今天这个信息的时候，看着一些释经书。As I was preparing this message, I was reading some different commentaries. 我有一个找到这个故事，觉得是挺有趣。And in one of them, I found this story, and I thought it was very, very appropriate and very interesting. 刚刚台湾有竞选， and as I started talking about the, you know, the election in Taiwan, 那个释经书讲一个教会在美国，刚刚是一个竞选活动，是竞选很剧烈的。And it's talking about a church in the United States during an election campaign that was a very controversial presidential election. 有共和党的民主党在这里拗得很激烈。And you know, the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, just battling it out really, really difficult. 跟着有个执事长老入到教会，带一个大牌的，是支持他他想投票那位咩选民啊？唔系啊啊，候选人系啊。And so this one elder, you know, or deacon, or you know, this guy in the church, he came in with this big badge, you know, supporting his candidate, you know, and just saying, 个牧师见到佢话，喂，你剥咗佢啊 ？And the pastor said, hey, take that off. 佢话点解咧？佢系好人啦，我支持佢，佢应该被。应该 是选他嘛，我们是很光荣的。 He said, why should I take it off? He's a good guy, you know, I'm going to vote for him. He should win. 牧师说可能是， 但如果教会有你啲未信耶稣嘅走入嚟，佢系支持另外嗰个咧，见到你个牌，可能因为见到你个牌，佢就系好唔高兴，因为唔高兴就走嘅，唔能够认识耶稣嘅，咁你令到佢落地狱。And then the pastor said, maybe that's true, maybe he's a good guy. But if somebody comes into the church today who's not a believer, they see your badge, they see that you're for this guy, but they're for the other guy, they may decide to leave because they're so upset because you're supporting this guy that they won't stay to hear the message and they won't become a Christian because they saw your badge and you caused them to leave the church and not come to Christ and go to hell. Wow, 他立刻剝了他。And then he instantly took off the badge. 跟着他说一句很有意思。And then he said something is very, very meaningful. 他说我要记得人不是共和党不是民主党。He said, I need to remember, people are not Republicans or Democrats. 我们是罪人是需要救主。We're all sinners, we need a savior. 这个是比赢这个竞选更重要。He said, this is more important than winning the election. 弟兄姊妹你今天为谁竞选 Who are you campaigning for today? 你是基督的大使 You're an ambassador for Christ. 我们要为基督 去工作 We need to work for Jesus. 今天我们看到做基督的大使有三大点 Today we looked at being an ambassador for Christ. There are three main points.要劝人相信耶稣，劝人为主而活，劝人与神和好。We need to persuade others to believe in Jesus, encourage others to live for Jesus, and exhort all to reconcile with Jesus. 我们有责任是有言可答。We have a responsibility that we can have an answer for all men. 我们有动力是基督的爱激励我们。We have the motivation of the love of Christ that motivates us.我们要为身，不为自己活，为主活。We need commitment. We need to not live for ourselves. We need to live for Jesus. 我们要记得我们的身份，在主里面新造的人。We need to remember identity. In Christ, we're a new creature. 我们有这个使命，是与神和好的职分。We have this mission, a ministry of reconciliation. 我也都要有个主人是耶稣基督 And we have our Lord Jesus Christ 你愿意今天做主的使者吗 Are you willing to be an ambassador for Christ today 你愿意为耶稣舍己吗 Are you willing to die for yourself for Jesus Christ 你愿意是将你的计划将你的生命交托给耶稣 Are you willing to give your plans and your life over to Jesus? 话耶稣听耶稣我是你的人我求你带领我做你想我做的事 Are you willing to say to Jesus, Lord, I'm yours and I want you to do in my life fulfill in me your plan that I can serve you 一起祈祷Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你今天我们去看这个圣经，我们是你的使者，你想我们为你而活，但我们求主耶稣给我们这个委身，有这个心要跟从你。我今天不知道有没有人就是听到这个信息有这个感动，未必是做宣教士，未必是短宣或者长宣，可能神是呼召你，就要你是你的工场，是你的职业，是你的家庭，是你的学校，做主的大使。 I don't know if you've heard this message this morning and God's compelling in your heart, and maybe he's not calling you to be a missionary, maybe he doesn't want you to go on a mission trip or even on a long-term mission time.But he's calling you to be his ambassador in your workplace, in your home, among your friends. 你有没有这个的心是回应耶稣的爱? And do you have that heart today that to respond to the love of Christ? 如果耶稣今天是呼召你，你说我要做神的使者，我愿意，我请你举手。And if God is calling you today, saying, I want to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ, I ask you to raise your hand. 我愿意将我生命摆上求神使用。I want to give my life for Jesus that he would use me. Raise your hand. 哇，见到好多人举手。Many have raised their hands. 你举手，我们可以跟着一起祈祷。If you raised your hands, you can repeat in this prayer. 主耶稣，我将我生命交托俾你。Lord Jesus, I give my life over to you. 我靠你使用我。I ask that you would use me. 不为我自己的，是为你的。Not for myself, but for you, Lord. 靠你俾我能力天天舍己背起十字架。Lord, give me the strength that every day I will die to myself and pick up my cross and follow you.主，我愿意去你想我去的地方。Lord, I'm willing to go to wherever you would send me. 我愿意做你想我做的事。I'm willing to do what you would ask of me. 我将我生命的主权交托给你。And I hand over to you the reins of my life that I would obey what you'd ask me to do. 多谢你，奉耶稣名求。Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.